Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Peter.
Obrigado.
It's early in the morning, Peter.
It is.
You're an early bird. You don't like to sleep.
What? I don't sleep, man.
You really don't feel the heat.
No, I don't.
This is, it's people don't know, but it's very hot in here. It's the winter, yeah. So the furnace is on, whatever, the building heat.
Yeah.
My eyes are drying up.
Yeah.
And you're full winter coat. You're like, I'm going to keep the toucan.
Because it's a cold world, you know what I mean?
You got it. Man's not hot.
No, this is our man's not hot.
Man's not hot.
You give it a minute. Give it a minute. By the way, I want you to know, you're always welcome to take off your jacket during the podcast whenever you want.
No,
don't feel the pressure of keeping it on for the image.
But if I do it, are you able with YouTube's music thing to play Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy while I do it?
But we can only do the rendition of Poseidon singing it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, just give me the lyrics.
Oh, there's a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy,
Tony.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
No, it's okay, because you're going to kill the song. You have to know the beat. It's got to be in you.
Yeah, that's the
funny part.
So wrestling is, you're still a big wrestling fan?
I'm in and out. I'll see the big news that come in, and then I'll just like shift out. I just feel like the stories are not like back in the day.
Back in the day, that's what I was talking about on stage. Were you there when I was talking about how they were better?
Yeah. What you were talking about? Rape babies,
kicking babies.
Remember the one where they had to battle for the Goldust's wife or something?
Oh, dude, I remember when they used to fight for girlfriends or wives.
Yeah.
Like, we never addressed the fact that the woman wasn't able to choose. It's like, we're going to fight, and the winner, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, and it is accepted. Yeah,
no one in real life would ever do that. It's like, my man's playing, LeBron James playing the finals. If he loses to Curry, Curry takes his wife. Like, no one would ever accept that in any other.
Yeah.
But wrestling, they did, yeah. I think it was one was like, and then I think the bad guy won the wife, so Brian Pillman won against. And then you see him like, oh, this is what I'm doing your wife. And it's like on screen, you're like, ah! You're just screaming off screen and shit. And I'm like, and everyone's all like, yeah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Dude, it was so crazy. Same thing with Kane. It's the bit I was talking about on stage. He kidnapped Lita, locked her up in his basement, raped her, had a rape baby. Then he would drag her to the ring. She didn't want to be there. Remember? She was like, like he's pulling her down. And no security. And then when they had a baby, Snitsky punted the kid. Remember? He punted the infant across the arena.
Yeah, I remember.
Wait, actually the infant or like a baby doll?
Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a real baby. But for the storyline, it was a baby. And then everyone's cool with it. Everyone's like, is he going to challenge for the title on Sunday? That's what we're all wondering. That's not what we're all wondering, JR. That's not what we're all wondering.
The best one, I think.
The best is Eugene.
Eugene was
full retard.
That was crazy.
We had that for a while in wrestling, where someone went full retard, and the whole gimmick was that he was a retarded person that would get beat up by the wrestlers and get made fun of, but when he would take enough of a beating, Poseidon, he would get retard strength, start hulking up, and then do all the famous finishers to all of them. He would do the rock bottom, the Stone Cold Stunner.
The leg drop,
anything, because of retard strength.
Like a retarded Hulk, basically.
Yeah, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was Eugene. And then, but he went full, even during the segments, the guy was overdoing it. It was crazy.
Kind of like me when you asked me to
exactly
handicap people.
Exactly. It was crazy. And no, everyone was like, this is normal.
I remember one, like, when that's when obviously when Stone Cold was hot. So not hot.
Stone Cold is still sexy.
No, not hot. No. Pause on that. No. Like when
That's Eugene. Look at him.
Yeah, Eugene. Yeah, that was what this guy.
The second photo says it all. You had it. The second photo is everything.
Yeah,
no, right there. That's it. Click on it
with the tongue. Nah.
Click on it. The second photo says everything.
Nah.
That's crazy. And then he has the button on the second, like.
Yeah, the button. It's not. It's the last button is on his second button strap.
That's crazy,
bro. He stole my character.
Oh, dude, he overdid. He the Tropic Thunder when what's his
name? Robert Downey?
Yeah, when he says don't go full retard.
He went.
Because Tropic Thunder, I think, came out after this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, had it come out before, he would have had the lesson, but he didn't know. But it was a great gimmick. Just, it's so absurd.
Yeah.
I don't think we give it enough respect. Like, we don't talk about it enough. This was crazy.
No, Eugene's he's a legend.
Yeah.
Because I remember when, like, let's say when, you know, The Rock was number one, Stone Cold was number one. So when Stone Cold was number one, he had his remember Stacy Keibler?
Mm-hmm.
So Stacy,
one of the hottest ever.
Yeah, he gave her a drink, like a beer to drink, and she's like, no, I don't want to drink it. So then he stunners her.
Yeah, he gave her a Stone Cold stunner because she wouldn't drink a beer.
And then the next week, she's fucking drinking beer. She's got her fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? So you're just saying she had to kick her ass?
Yeah, he beat her into submission. So Stacy Keibler, Poseidon, one of the hottest women to ever walk into the ring, the longest legs.
I like Tori Wilson. Was her name Tori Wilson?
I like Tori Wilson too.
Yeah, she had a Playboy, I think.
I liked Stacy Keibler. I liked her in wrestling. Like if you see the way they did in wrestling, it was like that, where she's going over the rings. They were always accentuating her legs and her ass.
Yeah, I remember. Like when I was in grade six, when I was in high school, this guy. I don't know where it is. This Italian dude. He stole a bunch of like these Playboys and shit from a depeneur, and then like the magazines, right? And then he's like, his locker was like full of other shit that he stole. So he's just like, oh, Peter, can I just put in your shit? So he just put it in my locker. And then so
there's two lockers filled with porno mags and discarded spaghetti materials
or whatever it was. And then so then I remember I'm like, okay, I'm like, he's like, yo, can I use your locker? I'm like, okay, whatever. And then he puts it in, but it's right in front of my homeroom teacher's thing. So I open it to go get something, and then the teacher's like, what is that? And then boom, she just finds all the porn. Like, oh, I'm calling your dad. I'm like, oh, for fuck.
Like, why, bro? You think I need help jerking off? You don't need to call in for assistance, doggy. Don't even talk to me about it, you pervert. That's what you should be, you old pervert.
that's what kind of almost stunted my wrestling thing, because I think I went to go watch wrestling. I was watching wrestling at my aunt's, and then it's this one Rikishi was doing things. So it was like what's that girl's name? Sable.
I like Sable. Sable was hot.
Sable, and there was the other girl that came after from Toronto.
Trish Stratus.
So,
yeah, she's half Greek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, shit. I didn't know.
I think
that.
She's half Greek, half Ukrainian.
Well, that's a good mix.
She's hot. Trish Stratus is still hot. I think Trish Stratus might be hotter now.
Have you seen her? Yeah, I seen her. I don't like the plastic. I liked her back in the day.
Yeah,
the plastic bugs.
Yeah, a lot of people.
But like back in the day, she was fucking hot. She was hot.
And Isn't Sable married to Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard wild stories about Sable. Like backstage stories. I was like,
look at Trish, bro. Still
Trish, yeah.
Still hot.
Still, like, yeah, for like her, like, yeah, for her age is like shit. Mm. But I liked her back in the day. I was like, oh shit, like she was fucking.
Yeah, I gotta find the, oh man, we have that guy and I forgot his fucking name. There was a guy that has, when wrestling comes to town, he's the guy who books them on everything. Like he's a local guy. I gotta get his number because I heard they're coming in like 2 weeks.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna try to get a couple wrestlers on.
That'd be sick. Yeah. Which one would you aim for?
I'd like to hang out with Trish Stratus. Maybe Seth Rollins. I'd like to get the locals too. Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Because I had Jeremy Prophet on, and he was talking about how he hates them, and they have a beef. So it's cool. It would be cool to get their side of the story too.
Right. Yeah, Jeremy Prophet. Yeah, he's cool. He's another cool dude. I met him only a couple times. I met him through the JoFo thing, and then I met him another time separately. But I think he's actually cousins to one of the comedians there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's cousins with Jammin. The big guy.
Guy who on stage is talking about
one of my boys. But I'm like, yeah, he's like, yeah, that's my cousin. I'm like, what? And I talked to him. I was like, oh shit.
Poseidon's gone down a Sable rabbit hole. He's just looking at photos of Sable.
Distracted Sable right now.
Oh shoot! Remember when you used to be like,
that's Brock Lesnar's wife, doggy.
Yeah.
Yo, he did good.
Yeah, but you don't want to get caught staring too long because
I've seen videos.
You'll come in here and F5 your ass.
Well, he doesn't know I'm staring. Hey, you know he does because of you.
Yeah, you know he's Canadian too, huh? He's Canadian.
Yeah, dude, have you seen how strong this man is?
Yeah, dude, what are you asking us? I know how strong.
But I watched like a edit of Brock Lesnar. Bro, he...
Lesnar?
Lesnar.
Lesnar.
Oh, fucking...
I watch edit of Brock Lesnar.
It's the RDS fucking commentary.
He is mayor of my village.
I can barely speak English, bro. But yeah. Yo, this man, he lifted a man from the belt like it was nothing.
Yeah, no, he lifts
a
big.
He's a freak of nature.
But you've been going back to that Sable photo thing. In the bathing suit for a while, and I've been watching your screen.
Honestly, she is. I don't know how I never noticed her.
What the fuck? How you Sable's, not notice it?
Yeah, remember, Sable's remember one of the hottest chicks ever.
She was the puppies. She
was she
the
in
first
the 90s?
Yeah, with the puppies, yeah.
Yeah, she used to do the
2000s, 90s, yeah.
Yeah, she painted, like, she went out with, like, painted.
I don't know how I don't remember her.
What? You don't remember Sable?
I remember Trish.
I remember Trish.
Trish was later, that's why.
She was later.
There was Sable, there was Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson. What was that with the other girl?
Tori Wilson, I remember.
Was it Jackie? There was one of the black girls that was Jacqueline. Fucking. Jacqueline. Remember she, like, took her top off? Like, someone, like, had her on her on his shoulders, and she just fucking took top off.
Dude, it used to be, wrestling used to be insane. Wrestling used to be better because it was
yeah, it's like it wasn't PG. Like, it went from, like, the cartoon era, and then it went when it went to Attitude era, it was just, like, anything went. Anything.
Those are the good old days, bro, before 9/11.
No, they
Bin Laden ruined everything.
No, remember when they did the 9/11 thing where Undertaker had to take on the terrorists?
Oh, yeah. That's actually true. It took the WWE a while to fall into, like, in line with wokeness. Even after 9/11, they had guys, and they put the music. Remember, dude, Undertaker was fighting jihadis, and essentially they were threatening him, like, hala, 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 we're going to cut your head off. Dude, it was a crazy, look at the terrorist attack Undertaker. This is 2005, bro. They still had it.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, bring it up.
That was crazy.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, we got no sound. Yeah, no sound.
No sound, right?
No, I'll put the sound a bit, but.
Yo, that's crazy.
Look at this guy. He's wearing the Palestinian head thing or whatever.
He's just taking on the
Saudi thing.
They just fucking.
It doesn't make look at all the Undertaker's looking at him.
You did this to New York, you bastard.
Yeah.
You bastards. I'm going to chokeslam you to hell.
Kind of looks like Aladdin.
Yeah. Skip a bit. It's funny. Just a little bit because the terrorists are going to come in.
Another thing I noticed, like, I remember people were talking about storytelling. Like, not a lot of the new
wrestlers. Oh, my God. The Undertaker is humongous, bro.
Yeah, he's very
big. He's like 6'7", I think.
God damn.
Keep skipping, Poseidon. We just want to get to the point where they come in. Keep skipping, Look at this, bro. Look, bro.
You know what'd be crazy?
Look, another one.
You know what'd be crazy if they came in with box
There's
cutters?
Four terrorists, bro.
They came in with box cutters.
There's five.
That's insane. I was like, what? Why would you run this story? Oh,
man.
My.
A lot of cocaine was being done in the WWE head office.
Oh, dude.
Bro.
You understand, Poseidon, they were great. This because people don't know what to feel. They're like, wait a second, should we call the FBI?
God damn, bro,
that's insane. And you know they're not even like it's just like a bunch of white guys
pretending.
Yeah, what the heck is that? What does he have?
It's a chain wallet. What is that?
What did it do?
Oh, it's a chain. Yeah, look.
Oh no, it's a yeah.
They're gonna cut his head off, bro. They're gonna cut his head off, bro.
Nah,
they're gonna be. Bro. It's so insane.
Nah, that's
it's
wild.
So insane, dude. The end. Anyways, Poseidon,
yeah,
that's enough.
It was
crazy. God,
dude, wrestling. That's the best photo. It's like a porno. But dude, it is insane what they used to do.
Yeah.
And for me, it was better. I used to love. I grew up where like the people that were influencing me were always older.
Yeah.
So I grew up with a lot of like this kind of stuff. I grew up with a lot of stuff that was from the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
So yeah. I grew up wanting more of like. The wild, crazy shit like this, and I never took it serious. Yeah. Like I saw, it's good to have influences sometimes that are older than you,
yeah.
So that it calms you down.
Yeah,
because I learned young, like around 12, all that with entertainment, that it's entertainment.
Yeah,
like I was like, oh, isn't it wild that they did this? That they cut the face off, like let's say Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
we would make fun of the fact that I would hang out with the older people, and we'd make fun of the fact that. Hannibal Lecter when he wore the guy's face and the stuff he would say, whereas kids my age at the time, that scared the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, can you believe? Whereas me, I saw the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah.
Because so same thing with this. I saw the ridiculousness of it and that's what made it appealing.
But like they did their own story. Like, it's like, okay, this, like, I just treat it almost like a comic book. I'm like, this is their universe.
That's how you should, yeah.
And I just play it, like whatever the rules are for that universe. I just play it. I just like, okay, I'm watching a comic. I'm watching like, I'm used to like watching 90s cartoons and I'm like, okay, this is another cartoon. This is the Undertaker. We accept that he could shoot lightning and he could come back from the dead. Yeah.
Why not fight terrorists?
Why not fight terrorists or a stripper that comes out and he's like, I'm a sexy boy. You know, he's just like, okay, he's a stripper versus a fucking like.
Well, Val Venus.
Val Venus, yeah, he's just like a...
Val Venus would just come out to show his schlong to chicks.
Yeah.
And what? Yeah, and his finishing move was the money shot.
The money... Yeah, it was the money shot. I forgot about...
No way.
And remember when the Thai and Thai, the Asian guys...
Kai and Thai.
The Kai and Thai, sorry. When he wanted to
they cut his dick off.
Yeah.
With a samurai sword. Was it his dick they cut off or was it the other guy's? I don't remember.
No. They cut his dick. Like they
didn't actually cut it off.
Yeah, bring up Val Venus' penis.
Yeah, like he like they tied him up and they chopped it off. And then the next week, he's like,
chopped penis.
Yeah, and they're like, the next week he came in, he's like, they chopped my penis, but it grew back. And he's like, wow, women. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, okay, I guess that's what he does. I don't know. He just grows his penis.
Look at this storyline.
Which one do I choose?
I think it's the first one.
Hold on, let me put it into YouTube instead of Google.
No, that's talking.
It's talking. Okay, sorry. No, you need the actual like skit.
Yeah.
You need the actual. Matt Rife. He's.
That's that one. Yeah.
No way.
I choppy choppy your pee pee. Yeah, click on it.
I choppy choppy.
But I was not.
Hold on, let me mute this.
Yeah, I got it from here. Don't worry. Leave it there.
But that was the one thing that Vince did a lot is like if you weren't American or whatever, they wouldn't push you as much.
No, he would just, especially if you're Asian, he would do crazy like stereotypical shit. But this was nuts though.
Look,
skip ahead a bit, Poseidon.
Yeah, and then the girlfriend. Yeah, because he's banging the girl. That was it. He was like banging the girl, and they didn't like that.
He was banging an Asian girl.
Yeah.
So they're very upset.
And then they tie him up. Look.
Get back, because we got to chop his schlong off. Get out. But I think the cameraman's going to go in, no? Yeah. Look, Poseidon. look.
That's insane.
Dude, wrestling was amazing.
Dude, oh my God. I'm going to start watching old wrestling.
Yeah, only old stuff is good. They were on drugs, and they used to get into bar fight. They were amazing.
And they work out and shit. Yo, did you see like when Randy Orton came back and he had a match with Rey Mysterio's son?
Oh, I heard that's what happened in the last 2 weeks, but I don't have time now.
I didn't watch fully, but I was watching, like, Randy's huge. Like, he's like, you tell he's an old school guy, and then the new guy is skinny. Like, he even looked like he's a wrestler. And so I'm watching it together. I'm like, this doesn't even seem right.
Yeah, but he's always working. I like Randy Orton. He's very he's an old school kind of guy too. He likes to fuck around with people.
Yeah.
He's more of a
I saw him at the airport. I saw him at the airport where like he ate at one restaurant I was working at, and then he's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking like tall as fuck. Like
he's jacked. He loves playing video games. Yeah. Dude, this guy uses the N-word in the online lobbies, all kinds.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. He's a real gamer, yeah. He just fucks around.
I think his brother or his cousin's a comedian too.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think I saw, like, or I don't know if it's like it was just like a joke or something, but I remember, like, I saw, like, those two together. And I'm like, oh, shit, they look, like, similar. So I was like, okay, maybe it's his brother, or maybe he's just a guy that just, maybe his dad doesn't know what's going on, you know?
Could happen. Yeah. But him, I like, and I like Lesnar because Brock Lesnar, I like him because the way he lives.
Mm.
He does this thing, makes his money, has a farm. Have you seen his daughter?
No.
Poseidon. Bring up Brock Lesnar's.
I just saw her.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's daughter. She just broke like a shot put record at her school.
Is she's big?
Bro, it's Brock Lesnar with a wig.
I think she's bigger than me, bro. Mia Lynn Lesnar.
All right. I wouldn't go to her. She's a young kid. I would just
bring her for that. Oh, record holder. There you go.
Look at this.
Bro.
Oh,
bro, it's Brock Lesnar with a wig. No. He might be fucking with everyone. He has no daughter. He just goes into to break the Colorado State records.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, she's right, tough as shit. She's breaking records. So this, when you look at her, you're like, fuck, DNA is amazing.
Yeah.
And then scroll down. What is that? That's an image of the JFK assassination. They're blaming her for it, which is insane.
What?
Right there.
Oh, the shock. Because you did the shock put thing?
Oh, this is an ad.
Oh, okay.
America's favorite video today, and it's an ad.
All
right.
But, dude. Jacked. It's like mini Lesnar.
She's huge, man.
Somebody wrote online that the mother's genes stood zero chances.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, seriously. Lesnar's genes were just beating the shit out of Sable's jeans.
Look at this.
Holy shit.
So that's Sable's daughter.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think, yeah.
So that kid has crazy genes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's 21 years old. We could look at her.
She's
Instagram.
21.
Yeah, she's going to be she's going to be whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
Sports wise, she's going to be a phenom, dude.
Oh, I think the computer just crashed. It's okay. No, it didn't actually. Just Google.
She's gonna be a phenom, dude.
Like, if she went in MMA, she'd be fucking a beast. So she's like now you.
She
like,
might.
Yeah, just let her do like train with like other stand up people and.
Yeah, she'll kill. Like she's, I mean, she's trained
huge,
with Lesnar.
Huge man, what the fuck?
They're 21. She might be able to beat us up.
Oh, 100%.
I'm pretty sure you don't know.
Want to watch this video of her like training and shit?
You can press play.
Remember when? Oh shit. Here we go. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh, I do. Yeah, not
she is.
Fuck
yeah, she is. Yeah, she could probably kill us.
So I was thinking about this yesterday that the next generation of athletes,
yeah,
might destroy and dominate the records built by. You see, LeBron James, a good example. He just trained really hard. He became that. But the younger kids, like everyone's breaking records. I'm looking at young soccer players, like they show videos online. Yeah. The kids are 10, 12, and they're doing crazy moves already.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn, dude, the next generation is going to be phenomenal in sports.
Like, I remember I had a buddy when I was in grade 10, the CFL got him to do a training camp. But he was in grade 10 training with like actual. I'm like, dude, did you get through? He's like, dude, like I can't compare to them. But I'm like, dude, they still select you. That's crazy.
Yeah, they wanted to see. Yeah, but dude, compared to, that's the other thing is that with the women fighters and the men fighters and the younger.
Oh, yeah, people, but you can. Yeah.
People, like Amanda Nunes could beat this person up. Dude, it is so much different, dude. Like the way men are built.
Yeah.
No, you could be the best female fighter.
Amanda's a beast.
Is a beast, but you could put her against a mid-tier man. And it's just because of the, it's not even the skill level, it's just the strength, the speed. It's way different.
Explosive. Like imagine her against Demetrius Johnson. Like,
oh, he'd kill her.
It's like, what? Like, no, man. That's like, it's the same fucking.
No, he'd kill her.
Same height, yeah.
Yeah, but he'd still beat the shit out of her.
You remember when people thought Ronda Rousey could beat Floyd?
Yeah. But people are stupid. Like, people are very dumb. People are very, very dumb. It's the same people that think there's no problem if like you transition, if you're a man, you turn to a woman and then you go fight women.
Yeah.
They're like, there's no advantage. And then that other chick got her skull cracked. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the trans fighter that was killing women? Yeah, Fallon Fox. That was just killing women. It's like, and if you don't think I should do this, you're a transphobe. It's like, what are you talking about? You're injuring them permanently.
Like fighting's like the worst thing. Like if you want to do like bicycle or whatever the fuck, okay, fine. But like you could strike a bit. Like steroids enhanced. Like I remember when Venom Page punched a cyborg in the head. I don't know if you know this guy, and he had like a fucking tennis ball. Like,
oh my god!
Like it's
I remember I saw a video of a big like blood clot or whatever. Like here in the
no. Like it went in. Like he cracked his skull in, and he's like doing like Pokemon shit. But I'm like, bro, dude, like that guy could have died. He retired. I think if you put Venom Page.
I hate Google. Pisses me the fuck off.
No. You're right.
It's giving me narrative review of sex differences and muscle strength. Fuck off.
I hate people trying to rationalize obscenities.
Yeah.
Hold on, BMC Sports Science. This one looks legit.
No, if you put...
No, you don't even have... Poseidon, the fact that you're looking it up is a question of your intelligence.
No, but I like the...
Men
like
are physically built stronger and bigger than women. It's just the way it is. It's nature. No, it's not an insult to women.
No. I know this, but I'm not... I like to see it in numbers.
Yeah.
You can't see it. Here's the thing. You also can't see it in numbers because me are different. He's different to you. There's no exact number.
No, but the average.
It's just we're built, but you already know.
Yeah,
there's no reason to do that. You're feeding into their psychosis.
Yeah,
that's true.
You just gave them an extra clicks. Yeah. No, but like, yeah, no, because like there's different. Obviously, just like in comedy, there's like different levels.
Yeah,
sports is different levels, and now you're gonna put like, no, dude, that's crazy. That's why even Serena's like, dude, I can't even beat the top 100.
She goes, I can't. Yeah, I'm the best woman tennis player. I wouldn't be able to beat the last. Male, but and like, why are you saying that? You're the best athlete, and she's like, no, I'm saying that because I'm not delusional.
Yeah,
that's why I'm the best. It's because I know my limits, but that's a whole different universe.
But to me, it's almost like wrestling again, because it's like everyone's like, oh man, you have a female league, but it's like I actually like watching female tennis because like I want to see the best female
of that. Yeah,
and the best.
Oh yeah, I don't mind the same thing with fighting. I love watching all the fights, the women, the men, this and that.
Yeah,
the female boxing fucks with me a bit. I'll tell you why. I like it. The skill level's fun, but there's something I don't know. There's something about women repeatedly getting punched in the face that even though it happens in MMA, because there's so much other shit happening, you kind of get distracted because of like the submissions.
Yeah.
But there's something about seeing a woman repeatedly get punched in the face that fucks with me. I'm like, shouldn't we stop this?
No, but it depends. If
and it is weird to cheer But yeah. I punch her in the fucking face. Like, should we be cheering as dudes to punch a broad in the face? That's always weird to me, that.
Yeah, but like, I don't watch too much. That's one thing I don't watch a lot of, but I like the dodging of the, you know, like if she's a skilled fighter, then it's like, okay, the head movement, man. Like, you're not Rocky, like, fuck it.
I remember we had gone to see a championship fight here at the casino, and it was Kim Clavel. Remember when she had won?
Yeah.
And one of the big female boxing fans in the province is a big star. He's like a singing legend. He's a musician, yeah. Eric Lapointe.
And
he was there. He was a hammer as usual. He's wild. But he was also, he had like beat the shit out of his girlfriend. That was like his thing.
Oh shit, I didn't know.
Yeah, so
that.
Then I was thinking about it. I go, this guy, bro, yeah, is the only guy that even though he loves the sport,
yeah,
he can't yell out, like, punch her in the face. He can't yell out advice of how you should beat a woman up.
No, because
everyone's going to take it the wrong way and be like, bro, you can't give advice. You have to sit in your corner, bro. No, you can't.
But he's the perfect guy.
I agree. He knows. He knows how to get inside, you know? He knows how to just dodge by uppercut. But yeah, he's the only guy in that whole arena. I was like, if anyone else could yell killer puncher, one's going to care. If he starts yelling stuff, they're going to be like, look, bro, you got to calm down.
But then he goes, but I'm on point. Like, you know, you can't even.
Yeah, he's like, I know.
I'm on point, man.
If anybody knows, it's me. I beat her up before. Like, you know.
But like, I remember when I worked at the airport, like, I didn't see him, but like, a lot of times the other guys would be like, oh yeah, Eric, he always comes in.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's known, he gets hammered and has fun in the city. Oh, dude. He's always hammered.
He's always like, he's just like, his breakfast is just fucking tequila. Like, he's always drinking. I'm like, oh shit, this guy.
Martin Petit described him perfectly. He's our Elvis.
Yeah.
He's your Elvis?
He's Quebec's like Elvis. I thought, like, he's that much of a star, and he's just, people just know the guy's just the way he is.
What about what's that guy named Garou? Is he still around?
Garou. Sounds familiar.
Garou's in on, na, 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 na. I forget his name. Yeah. I remember that I used to see him back in the day. I don't know if I'm saying it right, or Garou.
No, you're right. You're saying it correctly. He's there. I don't know anything about him.
Garou. Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
Oh, he has a face, yeah.
God damn.
Like, I remember I used to, every time I put on Music Plus, and then like I'd try to see the top 10, and then I'd see him all the time. And I forget the song that he used to sing, but like, there's, but I remember saying every time top 10, I'm like, okay, I guess Garou's the guy, but like, no one really talked. I thought he's like another like Sting, like he's like the French version.
Oh, he does look Stingish.
Yeah.
Oh, this is why I brought up wrestling, and I forgot to ask you. We derailed for a half hour.
Yeah.
Are you excited about your man, Chick Magnet Punk, being back in?
That was it, because it was a huge pop. I remember he came back and he just disappeared after the pay-per-view, and then I guess he had like little segments here and there, but like
a segment with your friend Shawn Michaels.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's the video I saw in the morning. That's why I thought about him and I wanted to talk to you about it.
Oh shit, okay, I did not see that.
They were in the ring together, and I guess he broke character. He started laughing because he wore the wrong shirt or something. And he realized,
Sean?
No, I guess CM Punk was supposed to wear something else.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what are you wearing? And then he looks like, oh yeah, I forgot my Shawn Michaels merch, and started laughing.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm sorry. He goes, something like that.
That's right.
And so I like little breaks in character like that too. It's fun.
Oh, I like watching, like, yeah. But like, that's one thing I noticed. But it's weird, because even when it was more cartoony back in the day, I felt like they never broke. They like never broke character. Even when my boy saw the Undertaker outside and called him Mark, and he snapped. So you fucking know me? And he's like, no. I was like, what's my name? And he's like, Mark. So what's my name? And he's like, Undertaker. He's like, and you fucking remember that shit? And I was like, oh shit, like this guy, like,
yeah, Undertaker's not gonna.
I was like, now he's probably like, yeah, I'm retired. Okay,
he'll come out of under your bed at the time. Yeah, stare at you.
But I liked it back then. Like, yeah, like Kane. Kane was like one of my favorite.
Kane was always my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, I liked his entrance. Like when he came in,
the fire.
Like they built him up. They're like, your brother's gonna come back. Like the Paul Bearer's coming. Your brother's gonna come from the depths of hell and
he's gonna get you, Undertaker. And then when they started trying to get Kane to talk,
yeah,
to add another dimension, and he had that voice machine, like a fucking smoker. Remember that? Like he had throat cancer. It was crazy.
Dude,
they were insane. They tried. What I love about it is that Vince McMahon is a lunatic, the best kind. He's a workaholic.
Yeah.
And he was just trying shit. He's like, you know what? This might be fun. People will laugh at this shit. Let's try it. Like, he would try anything.
Yeah, I remember who he dated. He dated, I forget which girl he dated, and then Kane's character, and then he started dating X-Pac, and then that's when they were a tag team and they split up. So then at one point,
he didn't date X-Pac. The chick dated X-Pac.
Yeah, the chick dated X-Pac, but like she was like kind of with Kane, and then went with X-Pac. And at one point, like, I guess they're beating them all up, and then the girl, I forget which girl it was, she's still in the ring, And they're like, come on, Kane, you can't do this to me. And then you just hear JR. It's like, no, don't accept that, Kane. Don't accept that. And then he just chokeslammer. He's like, yeah, chokeslammer to hell. Chokeslammer. And the crowd's cheering for this girl to get chokeslammer.
He basically his ex-girlfriend didn't want to be with him anymore. So he fucking physically assaulted her. And everyone's like, God damn right.
God damn.
Let's go.
They're all cheering. I'm like, no, this is the craziest. Like, wrestling.
Greatest story of all time.
Yeah, she doesn't realize how good she had it, Kane. Chokeslam that bitch to hell. It was insane. So much fun.
I like that. Yeah, I miss it. It's like back then I was like, okay, I was a kid, so I liked the storylines and shit. But then later on, I'm like, yo, it was actually funny. It was actually like, there was some good comical. Like, remember the Shawn Michaels, when he was like, he's not so controversial or something like that. He was talking with Triple H. And then he's like, you, buddy, what's your name? And he's like, Stan. He's like, Stan. And then he super kicks him. And he just starts super kicking everyone in the hallway and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Just beating. He was abusing, physically assaulting employees backstage.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. Dude, remember Vince, the lawsuits against him? Because I think Vince was trying, and I think he banged or he fooled around with everyone. Trish, all the hot chicks in the back. You found out years later. He's like, I'll give you.
He tried to silence all of them.
Yeah, he gave them all pushes. He's like, but you're going to have to suck my dick.
Yeah, but
like, he was old school, bro. It was crazy.
Nah. But you ever listen to wrestlers like on the road stories? It's like
insane.
Like, I think it was like Rhino and Edge just said like one day there was like in the snow, like just driving shit. And then the car ahead of them, they didn't want to mention which wrestlers it was. They just kicked this girl out. She's like butt naked in the snow. And then he just drove off. And they're like, oh, now we had to like put her in our car and then freaking drive her, like put the shit on. I'm like, yo, this is like, you guys are just like, this is wild. Like there's like a lot of drugs. There's a lot of fucking, and even
alcohol, steroids.
And also it's the miles too.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't at the time social media. You weren't as connected. Mm. So you're very lonely. You're always disconnected on the road.
Yeah. But and it was weird too, because we were kids, and I remember when Owen Hart died, and it was like he died, and we're all kids were like, okay, it's like we're thinking like it's part of the storyline, but it's like, no, that's a real guy that just
Saw him die, like, you saw a human being explode.
Yeah. Oh, is that the guy that fell from really high?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he didn't want to do it.
That's another thing. He didn't want to do it. And they made him do it. There was a mistake. He exploded, and then
he really exploded.
No, yeah, he hit like the turnbuckle. Like
his face exploded, basically.
Yeah, like he fell from like the rafters, and then
his head hit the turnbuckle.
Yeah, from like the top of the. But I mean, if he fell in the middle ring, he was still like.
It would have broke everything.
Yeah, he'd have broke. Like that was way too high, but I think
he was on top of the arena.
Yeah, and then he just fell, and that's the craziest. And then like.
And then they continued.
Yeah, they continued the pay per view, and they're like, all right, for the WWF titles, like, yo, dude, like that guy. He's dead, man. That's crazy, man. They didn't even put him in the Hall of Fame because the wife didn't want to.
Yeah, the wife is still very angry at the McMahons.
Which I get.
Because he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. And it was like a weird character. Like, he didn't have to. Owen was one of my favorite. I remember he came to Dorval.
Owen was everyone's favorite wrestler at the time.
Yeah, I liked him. He was like a cool, interesting. I liked that. I remember when when the Hart Foundation, like when Bret Hart left.
Shit, bro.
When the Bret Hart, oh, you don't have to show that.
Man. Oh, you don't got to show that shit, bro.
You don't got to show that. I don't want to see that.
You don't got to bring the stump stuff, bro. You got to leave to the imagination. You don't got to bring
it. Yeah, you don't have to. No, I remember when.
My curiosity gets the better of me. I can't.
I remember when the Hart Foundation left, like when Bret Hart left and then all the Hart Foundation, and then he was like alone and he's like, I'm not a nugget, man.
Yeah.
Where Sean's like, you know that piece of shit that leaves and you're that nugget. He's like, I'm not a nugget. And then he just kept running with it. And I was like, that was the.
His voice, too.
Yeah, I'm not a nugget.
Sean! Yeah.
I remember we had
such a good wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, he was sick. He was actually. I remember he even sold it like he fucked up Sean once. Like, I think he had like a. He caught his leg and then he kicked him. And then he ended up going on a stretcher. But apparently, I think Sean was already fucked up. Like, he was on heavy drugs.
Yeah, so he needed like time off.
So that was like his way, like. But I didn't know that. So you're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking up people. Like, yo. But then it turns out other guys that were like Ahmed Johnson, apparently he used to fuck up a lot of people.
But on purpose. Like, I heard Ahmed Johnson was like a prick.
Yeah, like apparently Booker T hated him.
Besides, someone's ringing the doorbell at the studio.
Let me go check.
Oh shit.
I think Borgels has a podcast later. Oh, it might be Borgels.
Or it could be Brock Lesnar, because you just staring at
Brock Lesnar. Oh, how funny would it be? If I'm looking at the camera right now and I just see a giant face. It's a giant like this.
Oh, shit. Come in, Zio.
No, it's one of the guests for.
For Borgels?
No, he just produces. It's Michelle's show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh,
in the other studio.
Okay, that's cool. That's freaking. How is that? All that. I seen some of the episodes. I seen the one with the Mike Lays. I was like, yo, I haven't seen that guy in a while, man. That guy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while. I remember because he used to do like Human Raccoons podcast.
I think they stopped that. That's why she wanted an outlet.
Yeah. And then there you go. You have your station here. You come in. You fucking people come in, do their thing, and
that's a good. Yeah, people started renting the studio because a lot of people don't understand. They're like, all right, I'll pay for the rental, but can I have a producer? And like, yeah, it comes with all. Like, do you think we're just going to unlock the door for you? You're going to come in alone and just fuck around with all the equipment, you goddamn moron? You're paying for a producer so you can just sit down and do your show.
Dude, yeah, and then it's seamless.
Seamless. It's amazing.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You have to think about it.
At least, but yeah, because you have the equipment, you have everything here. So it's like, why not?
Why not? Other people want to do shows, you know? Yeah. We're getting a lot of professionals. I really want to get more creatives. I think more creative. Like, look, if you're doing stand-up and you're good at, if you're not good at podcasting, don't do it. If you can't speak, if you're nervous or whatever. Yeah. But if you're a good storyteller and you're good at podcasting, you have to get a podcast. It's your best billboard.
I think there's other, but yeah, that is like a big thing. Like, if you want to get your story out, and then like when you go, let's say you go on stage, you have actual fans, and then they kind of follow you. On but like, you ever thought of like doing like Twitches and stuff like that? Like Twitch and
I'm already set up. I've just been very, very busy, but starting the beginning of January, I'm gonna have a bit more time. I'm gonna be on Twitch more. I'm putting out more clips. There's a lot of stuff that's changing here that we're gonna be doing more. I think sketches we're gonna do more. Starting Monday, we're recording a new thing. I'm not going to talk about it. People will see it. It's basically Poseidon. What we're going to do is, remember how we had this just thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's only going to be 1 minute long, short form of me talking about a current event. Bang them out.
Yeah, why not? There's a lot of guys that kind of do it. Like, people's attention spans lowered, so it's like you got to almost adapt to it.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I was like, that's sick, though. You do anything, you're building your empire.
Build the empire.
I had one of my boys I used to do... We used to try to build this comic thing, and before the pandemic, because we were trying to set up, and then we're like, oh, how come the talkathon's not going on? And then boom, like the 2020 happened. We're like, oh, for fuck's sakes, and then that was weird because we were.
What's happening with the talkathon? You're still running the shows there?
No. It's my buddy. It's Andrew Cardassian, AC Valiente. He won that eating contest the other
day. He won the pizza eating contest.
Yeah.
With Jeff is there. So. Did he win by like a huge margin? He just smoked everyone?
I think I heard he smoked. He won 1,000. So he's like,
But I'm just wondering, was it close?
I don't think it was close. I heard I think he was like a minute and something. He ate those pizzas. But I remember when he did at Melrose, and Steve and Jimmy, the owner, the guys there, they're like, dude, like, because they had like their pizza, their pizza competitions. And he's like, yo, he ate a medium sized pizza in a minute and 41 seconds. I'm like, that's. Like, I can't even.
Simon, do you think? Because I've never tried to compete. Do you think we could come close to him, or this guy's gonna smoke us?
No.
To who?
To AC Valiente.
Who is that?
What were you doing the last minute and a half? I'm just curious. I zoned out.
Hold on.
He's great at his job. No, there's nothing to Google. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't Google. There's nothing to Google.
I don't understand what's happening.
And it's okay.
I'm lost.
Do you think you could compete time-wise or no?
No, I did a contest with him. So if he has a thing called Taku Eats.
Yeah.
So
he destroy you?
Oh, I didn't even finish the thing. I think it was a 26-inch or whatever pizza.
Hey.
And then he had one, I had one, and then he was like, okay. But the thing was, I wanted to eat it hot, but he's like, no, it's going to burn your mouth. Let's wait. And I'm like, bro, it's going to be heavier if you wait. And then he still did it. So he had 45 minutes to eat the pizza, and he did it like, but the guy was trying to like fuck with him. Like, they were like, oh no, you went past the time. And then we're like, no, we have the, we have the timer on the cam. Like, you're not
videotaping this whole thing.
So he's like, oh, okay. It was like he did it in like 42 minutes. And it was so funny watching his girlfriend, because his girlfriend's like his coach. So his girlfriend's all like, come on, AC, stop fucking around. You're talking too much. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was like, I was like, to keep
slide it in there. Put it in your ass.
It was so cool. But I was just like, oh shit. I tried like two slices. It was like so heavy. It was like ground meat. It was like a meat lover's pizza, but it was like so much shit. And I was like, I can't. So I just ended up like talking with the person about the contests. But it was like, if you didn't finish it, you paid $50. But if you won, you got a t-shirt and then it's free.
You did all that for because I could eat fast. The thing is, since I stopped, it's been so long. I don't eat like carbs and all that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I would try to eat something like a pizza.
No, no,
it would fuck with me.
Yeah, it would just get you back on.
No, it's not like getting back on carbs. It's more like, would I be able to still eat as fast if I eat a pizza? Like, and is my stomach going to kill me later? Because now it's not used to eating dough and shit.
And just like, because I feel it's like a special training they got to do too.
Because
like,
I'm a fast eater.
Yeah, but it's like, do you snack a lot, or do you eat one shot big meals?
I used to snack more. Now lately, I'll eat one or two meals a day.
Yeah, it depends. I have a buddy like you did the keto, like the whatever, like the
keto.
Yeah. And he eats a lot. Like sometimes his cheat days, he'll just eat like one shot big. So I'm like, okay, he could probably tie with AC. And I'm like, dude, would you do it? He's like, nah. Like, I just like,
I don't want to feel bad. Like, I want to enjoy eating.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to like just every, because he's like, oh yeah, I want to do like one thing. In my head, I'm like, I feel like it's something I enjoyed. Like that pizza, I didn't enjoy. Like, I felt they had other pizzas that were good, but like that
they gave
pizza,
you the shit one.
Yeah, like that one, I was like, I just didn't like the ground beef on it. And I was just like, oh, this is, and I don't think I would have finished it anyway. It was like the amount of dough, I was like, holy smokes. And there's some challenges he doesn't like. I think he did a 28-inch pizza, but then they had like one slice was like pickles, one slice is this one. I was like, oh, bro, I can't.
Yeah, they're trying to sabotage you. Yeah. Make me a good pizza.
Did you guys see, this was a few years back. It was a guy, he went to a pie eating contest.
Yeah.
And then
when he started eating out a chick.
No, he just started
eating pie. I misunderstood the rules.
No, he grabbed the fork and knife and just started eating pie. He was enjoying the pie. And he was like,
oh, he wasn't trying to win.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to win. And then they asked him, like, why'd you? I was like, ah, free pie.
That's amazing.
That's, yeah. Why not?
Why not? I wasn't trying to win the thousand. I came for the free pie. Yeah. I saw these fucking savages eating around me. I was like, look at these disgusting human beings.
Yeah, if I was like a homeless guy there, I'd be like, yo, dude, yeah, he's eating. I'll just look for eating contests all day, man. I'll be like,
dude, speaking of homeless.
Oh, shit.
Dude, we got a huge problem in the city. Dude,
it's getting bad.
No,
it's been bad, but it's always been bad.
It's
getting rough.
Like, now people are kind of seeing it, but it's like, yeah, with the money, like how the money is right now and, yeah, everything is, yeah, it's going to be like, but if you look at the States, it's like, I look here, I'm like, it's bad. But like, I remember I went to San Diego. It's not even LA or anything that's known for like homeless. I went to San Diego and I went across the train tracks and the amount, it was like, imagine from like Atwater to like Places Art and you're just seeing tents.
Oh,
you're just seeing
shit.
Like tents, and I'm like, holy shit! Like,
it's nuts.
Like, we're trying to go to a bar, and I was nervous, man. I was like, holy crap! Like, this is some scary ass shit, man. But yeah, that's well, how would you solve the problem
of the homeless?
Yeah,
I mean, I would do it rationally,
which is
murder, mass murder.
Fucking all right, have them fight in a WrestleMania.
No, it's all, the truth is, Poseidon, it's all done on purpose. So yeah, all the shit that Trudeau's doing is all on purpose. They're trying to make it seem like it's a mistake.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake because he's not the only one doing it. All these leaders, all these WEF leaders are destabilizing their countries. So we're right now, the take is 500,000 minimum a year that we're taking in, right, of immigrants, Poseidon?
Yeah.
Half a million. Mm. Now, on paper, what they say is, yeah, so we can help people. You're not helping people because you're bringing in half a million people that the people that already live here, we don't have enough jobs.
Yeah.
They're homeless. There's not enough money in the country. The country's not doing well.
There's not enough places to live.
There's not enough places to live. So now you're compounding the problem by bringing in half a million new people every year, okay?
Right.
New people with different cultures that sometimes they clash. New people that some don't want to be here. Some don't like the country. They're just like, I want to try something new.
Yeah.
A lot of them in the beginning, this is normal for all of them, but most of them, they have to take advantage of our social policies.
Yeah.
So they can't work, right? Especially in the beginning, you got to acclimate. That's normal.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's so many coming in And a lot of them never, and this is another statistic, bro, I was reading the other day. A lot of them have been here. There's immigrants that have been here for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Never had a job, but have been taking all the social services.
Yeah, to get like dental and shit. Like
all that shit. Yeah. So, dude, that compounds the problem. Plus, no one's working. Yeah. Where's this money going to come from? But it's done on purpose to destabilize all these countries because you can't. The way it used to be done, immigration was done. It was done in levels. So let's say here in Canada. From 100 years ago, we would bring in immigrants. We had Italians, Irish, Greeks, whatever you want. You bring in workers that you need because you need workers. You have like
skilled workers. Yeah.
You need workers to work whatever jobs you have. Yeah. Now we're bringing in people when we don't have jobs. So what used to happen is you used to bring in workers.
Yeah.
They used to come in slowly, assimilate because they used to understand.
Yeah.
More would come in. You'd build a community. You have a strong foundation. So you'd keep your culture. Let's say there's a Greek community. There's an Italian community, Indian community. We have Lebanese. We have all these communities. They're all strong.
Yeah.
They do the thing. They came in slowly. Now what you're doing is, you're like, fuck it, mass immigration of all kinds of people that come in. So now you come into a country that people already there don't have jobs.
Yeah.
The people that are there are not going to be as nice to you because they're mad. They're like, dude, I don't have a place to fucking live. And now you're here too. So we have to compete.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So now what you're causing is unrest to people that don't deserve to hate each other. But they're like, what the fuck is this? As if it's their fault.
Yeah.
All kinds of problems with gangs that we have with crime. Yeah. That's because that's what's going to happen. You're bringing in people into a shitty situation. Yeah. Crime is going to go up. It's inevitable.
But at the same time, too, like I know a lot of people that come over and let's say they have like a doctorate or a fucking
We don't acknowledge it. We don't accept it.
That's it. So then, so now they come in. They're like, you got to relearn it again.
Of course. That's what I'm telling you. It's all. And it's a
like,
scam.
What the fuck? It's like I have to pay to do the shit that I already paid for. Like.
And I have to pay, but in order to pay, I need a job to make money. But there are no jobs in this country. You told me there are.
Yeah.
So, and this is half a million. You're half a million. So what it does is it causes this destabilization. No one has money.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen is they come in and they pretend they're the saviors. You're going to have Klaus Schwab's homies like Trudeau pop out and be like, look, we're just going to automate shit. We're going to give you universal basic. Just, you don't have to own anything.
Yeah.
The government will own shit. Just listen to us. Go, you know, do these data entry jobs. It's all going to be garbage. This communist garbage.
Yeah, but and remember, and then I started noticing too. Like, you know, it's like Home Depot and all these guys. They have like those like portal, like these homes that you could just like you could buy. You just go set up yourself.
Yeah, the little boxes there.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, I'm telling you,
it's all like they all know what's going.
It's not an accident because if everyone is doing it, it's not an accident.
No,
it's not an accident if all these countries are doing it. But this is to me, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you see, we have a problem. Instead of helping people that are homeless, you're compounding the issue. Mm. And also, you know, how fucked up it is to tell people. Come. There's opportunities here. And then they're excited. They show up here and they're like, nah, there's no opportunity, bro. Go fuck yourself. That's crazy, dude. Because now you have people that sometimes don't even speak the language. They're in a fucking foreign world.
Yeah.
And you have nothing for them. Why'd you bring him here?
No, I think I heard the rumor. Like, I don't know if it's probably a rumor or whatever. But like, I think people are saying they want, let's say like Canada to have the match the United States population.
Yeah, but we can't. We don't have.
So how you match it is if you bring in, you just keep bringing in people.
But it doesn't, dude. It doesn't work that way.
It's actually impossible.
It's impossible.
It's actually impossible, and I'll tell you why right now.
No, no, you don't have to tell us why, because any human being, adult, can figure out why. Because it doesn't matter how many people you bring in.
Yeah.
We do not have the infrastructure. We don't even have the homes for the people we have right now.
Yeah. So, but not just that. There's also another factor that I feel like they're not considering that I saw a video about it and no
also
one's
the States
about
is way
it.
More habitable than Canada.
There's that.
Well, Canada's huge, but it's not as habitable.
There's a line that they have. Basically, anything over that line is uninhabitable, meaning you can't farm. It's too cold throughout the year.
Just repeating what I said, but in more detail.
No, but in the line, but the percentage is so small. It's like 5%.
Yeah, no, you can't. That's what we're saying. It's impossible, and you can't. That's not how you view immigration or building a country.
No.
I can't just be like, hey, you know what? China has a billion people. We need a billion people. That doesn't make any sense.
Honestly, Canada Canada should just merge with the U.S.
Is it okay? You know what?
It'll never happen. I don't think the World Economic Forum would give up Canada.
No, because you know what people are saying, like, okay, let's say if Quebec separates from Canada, you think the state's going to let a random, like, Quebec just chill out there? Be like, oh, you guys gave it up? Oh, we'll take that shit.
No, what they'll do is they're going to make it simple for Quebec to transition because we're big trading partners.
Yeah.
So they're just going to make it easier to transition. But I've been looking at it. It wouldn't be in Quebec's best interest to
separate.
At all. It would ruin everything
for
everyone. It wouldn't be in anyone's best interest.
No.
It wouldn't be in the state's best interest, Quebec or Canada.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like I said, I don't think the states is going to let a random, like piece of land just chilling there. Like
no, it's not chilling. It's its own sovereign state. They don't mind. As long as trade continues, that's why if it ever does happen, they're gonna make sure it happens peacefully. The states, they don't want any problems because they want to continue trade.
Okay.
So, just that, yeah, it's not a good idea for anyone right now. Yeah. But Quebec, like every other province, is probably going to seek more autonomy in the future.
Oh, definitely not.
Because clearly the fucking federal government doesn't know what the hell it's doing. Fucking Trudeau, dude.
Yeah, and we're one of the busiest ports in North America.
Yeah, dude, it's it's very important. But you see, dude, Trudeau, I hate this guy, dude.
Yeah,
he's ruining the country. And this whole he's dumb, he doesn't know what he's doing narrative has to stop. No. He clearly knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, but I don't know. Okay, maybe.
By the way, sorry to cut you off, Peter. Yeah. You know car theft is at an all-time rise. You know what I learned, eh?
They just get shipped to Africa.
Every car stolen
they ship
from
it
the East Coast, Toronto, is shipped out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you bring a car to the port, they give you $10,000 automatically.
Yeah.
Because that same car, let's say it goes for 40, 50 grand here, they're selling it for $100,000 in South Africa.
Yeah.
Instantly. So you're getting, car theft is on the rise, like an insane amount.
Almost every crime, I'm not sure if homicide is on the rise or if it's the same, but almost every like petty crime and stuff in Montreal, I know, is on the rise.
Okay.
In major cities, Toronto too is screwed up.
Toronto just like, yeah, that turned up violent. Like people got used to the shit.
They're doing it on purpose. Dude, it's not possible. Like it's not sustainable to keep doing this. This is what bothers me is that they're like, I'm surprised we don't have jobs, we don't have homes, and we keep bringing in more people. How is this shit? How is shit hitting the fan? Like, stop acting stupid.
Shit. The national homicide rate rose by 8% to 2.25 homicides per 100,000 population.
Yeah, it's very. It's very
in 2022.
Shit, man.
Yeah,
it rose 8%. Damn.
Yeah, and if you talk about it, they call you a phobe. Depends who committed the crime. If it was a gay guy that committed the crime and you talk about a murder, they'll call you homophobe. If it was a Greek guy, they'll call you Hellenophobe. If it was a Muslim guy, they'll call you Islamophobe.
You have to relate to those motherfuckers.
They try to scare you so you don't talk. So they just say that you're a bigot for bringing up actual statistics.
So this is recent. BCC's 21% increase in homicides. That's a lot, bro.
British Columbia is fucked. They gave up on that place.
Yeah, like how many homeless people, and then the real estate's like woo, like
dude, Vancouver. It's like they gave up on Vancouver.
Yeah. They don't even like my uncle has like he has like his own business there. Like he has like a limo business and shit like that. And he's just like, I live in an apartment. It's like, oh shit, like what the fuck, like how bad?
Bring up those zombies in Vancouver.
The zombies.
I've seen videos of
the crocodile again. The crocodiles.
They're doing more than crack. They're doing a lot of fentanyl. They're doing a lot of heroin. They're doing a lot of because crack.
In the States, I remember when I think there was
crackheads roaming the street. That's on TripAdvisor. That's on TripAdvisor, dude.
Bruh.
Hailing all crap. Those are the first two articles were on TripAdvisor. That's insane.
TripAdvisor, man.
Tyler, the Creator, was in Vancouver and was talking about how crazy it was.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Tyler, the Creator.
No, I don't want to see this. I want to see the actual. We know how crazy it is. I don't need Tyler the Creator to.
But like the states is like
validate.
I remember
here.
I think it was in Florida when they said that the guy was like roaring at them.
Crocodile.
Yeah, the guy's like he's like freeze, and he's like eating someone's face, and he's like roaring at the.
That was the bath salts.
That was crazy.
Remember back in the day? Yeah, like zombies. Look at this, dude. That's in front of a store.
God,
shit.
Looks like downtown Athens. It's crazy.
Bro, what is
Oh, shit. Yo, it looks like The Last of Us.
Yo, for real. Yeah.
That's the first of them. Look at this guy with the lady with the cane.
This is sad.
It feels like a video game right now. It feels like a first-person shooter that's photorealistic.
Yeah.
You see a cross on the left. You see all those people on the... Yeah.
Yo, what's happening here? Look at this.
Oh, shit. Yo, she's in. She's going... Oh, yo. What the fuck? She's going in. What the hell?
It feels like a video game or the beginning of a movie. It doesn't feel real.
It feels like Cyberpunk or like the beginning of Cyberpunk.
Shoot, man.
Look at these guys. Look at these... A drug deal right here.
Oh, shit.
Live. Oh, yeah. He dropped it.
Wow. This guy's not even good at drug dealing.
That guy's big.
Look at this guy. He's the leader of the crackheads.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant's closed? The Chinese restaurant's closed?
Look at him. He's a...
Shit.
Oh, wow.
Imagine it's like Uncharted. He's like, where's the
road? It's quick, though. The exchanges are quick. I like that.
Where's the road to Shambhala?
Look at that woman on the right.
Yo, she's like, just hook her. Why are you just listening to your music when there's like a bunch of crackheads?
They're all crackheads.
Like as a pusher?
Look at this.
Imagine there's like no music playing in her headphones.
God damn, bro.
Holy fuck, man. You got.
Look at this in front of the store.
How many tents? Look how many tents.
This is not normal.
Bro.
And this is Canada.
Bro, this guy has his luggage with his skateboard. What is happening?
Oh, bro, this is one of the countries with the most natural resources.
Let's bring the Winter Olympics there again.
Yeah, but we went from a country.
But only have the crackheads compete.
We no longer produce. We no longer produce as a country.
Yeah, we don't produce anything.
No.
We don't produce anything.
No. The pipe,
this guy has his mountain bike.
No, the oil pipeline would have fucking helped. Like Harper, I actually missed that nigga.
We didn't know what we had.
Like shit, Harper. I was like,
wow, bro, this is sad.
I remember traveling. Man, this is like
fuck. She has to sleep tied in. God damn.
Forget. Even though Toronto's bad, Montreal's bad. This alone should have been reason enough to forcibly remove Trudeau from power. This is a
look. What he's done, bro.
This is crazy.
At least the pigeons are rejoicing.
Well, what are they eating? That's what I want to. It's like fentanyl.
They don't give a fuck.
The pigeons are eating fentanyl.
They'll survive an atomic bomb, bro.
Imagine just like buses. So you got like a normal like chick just like walking through crackheads like no problem.
Oh, look at the wheelchair ladies. Oh, they're speeding.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, bro. Look at this.
Oh, look at this guy.
That was.
What is happening with this dog? Why is he wearing Supreme?
Yo.
Whatever you can get, doggy.
God damn.
So many tents.
Look at that. Yeah, the guy has to walk normally through that.
So there's people that come from like shitty cities. Let's say you live in downtown LA. You're like, yo, this is normal. This was not a Canadian thing.
No.
This.
No, but like BC,
Look at this. They have a whole compound here.
Right in front of the Afton Hotel. Imagine you don't know you're a TripAdvisor, you get a hotel room.
Did you see the dog?
No. We go back?
No, don't go back. Don't go back. I'm going to get sad. I don't want to see it. Look, another wheelchair lady. Look.
Look, what are they selling? DVDs?
Dude, look at this guy. Oh, holy shit, he's out
gone.
Of it.
He's
They're
gone.
All gone, but look at them. Zombie.
God. He's gone, man. You'd go with a baby through that?
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
That's unacceptable.
Wow, dude, this is nuts.
And you just walking normal.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy on the right. Turn.
Oh, no, that's my gangster. Gangster. Yeah, he's just like, yo, you want to come in?
This guy set up shop.
They all shut up shop.
How is everybody just walking through?
Besides, no joke, cyberpunk streets are cleaner.
Yeah, 100%.
Look at that, man.
That's not a two-man job, that cardboard box.
Oh, shit.
That's just a dead person? That's what is that?
True.
On the chair?
Yeah.
Yo, did you see that?
Yeah, this is wacky.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, he's just...
Yo, he's naked.
Out. Yo, this
I
is...
I think he just died. Look at him.
Just covered him up. They stole his clothes?
No, and he's... But you
Yo.
See, he has a to-go box on there. That's,
oh my God.
I don't know.
Is that dicks to go?
That okay, this guy. No, I'm just like, yeah. But like who's gonna look at the box? Like they're gonna be like, no, it's their fault. Like this they're just they're not
no,
even
no,
looking.
No.
They're just
one, not look, coming look. To the most dangerous corner in the city.
You destroy the economy,
and
everything is
did.
Too expensive. You made all drugs legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit's gonna go off the rails. Stop blaming. Obviously, people have some responsibility.
Yeah,
but when you set everything so they could fail,
no, that's what I'm saying. They're saying, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would say, like, to me, I'd be like, okay, well, why don't you just give them jobs, or why don't you give them like
what job? There are no jobs.
That's it. Why don't you create job? Like, why don't they?
You can't. The government the way, doesn't create jobs.
This is a really nice Ford Edge commercial.
The government
owl drugs. Owl drugs.
The government owl drugs. Yeah, they're all in there. They're knocking on the hoo-hoo. So, I'm an owl. So the government, what the government is supposed to do,
look at this guy,
is make it so that the conditions are good and beneficial for businesses to open up, for entrepreneurs to open a business so that they can employ people and there could be money. What they do here is the opposite.
Yeah.
They destroy small businesses. They attack every small business. They don't allow you to grow.
And then give the bonuses to the actual corporation, like McDonald's or like all the big ones.
Well, the government doesn't give a bonus, but what they do is they make it so that they can operate.
Yeah.
But if you're an entrepreneur trying to start a small business, they make it hard on you. But if you want an economy to grow, you need entrepreneurship. You need people, local people, making local businesses that make money. And then they employ locals, and they make money, and it continues. It's a circle.
You're helping the government. Yeah, you're helping the government.
If you go communist and you just attack everyone, take everything, and just leave big corporations make money, this is what happens.
Oh,
and you legalize all drugs, and you just bring in 500,000 immigrants every year that there's nothing for them to do. This is what happens.
Yeah.
It's not an accident.
By the way,
you have to be a real idiot. You wouldn't be able to move up in politics.
No.
If you're this stupid and you don't know. It's like filling your house up with gasoline, just pouring it everywhere, lighting a match, throwing it, and being like, huh. It's on fire. Everything burned down. How did that happen? If really you're confused about how that happened, you should not be in power. It's obvious from the beginning what's going to happen.
But again, we don't know what the end goal is. We don't know what they're like.
No, we know what the end goal is. That whole 2030, we know what the end goal is.
Yeah, but like what past that was the...
The end goal right now is just it's control. So the end goal is they're gonna destroy cities to the point where people beg
the government
beg
to help them.
For them to help them, even though they cause the problems. And that's how we're gonna get into these smart cities where you don't need cars. 15
minutes,
you're only allowed to live in your 15 minutes. City. And they're gonna be like, it's for you.
Yeah.
We're taking away your freedoms, but it's for the greater good. They're slowly doing this, and we're just eating away. Dude, if we talk about the jab for a second, we were saying this yesterday in the green room. Hadi said something so smart. He's like, you know that we all, like the majority of people got guilted and tricked into taking something that we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We don't understand. We didn't understand at the time. They were lying. Now that we know more about how there's a lot of negative like side effects and we didn't understand, no one's coming out and admitting like, yeah, I'm an idiot. They're like, no, it's the fucking smart thing to do. They just inject us wherever they wanted. Yeah. They took away our jobs. Here in Canada, they froze people's bank accounts that were protesting. They froze people's bank accounts that were giving money to protests, which are legal in Canada. You're allowed to protest.
Yeah.
And we're all cool with it. We took experimental shit. They froze people's bank accounts. Yeah. It's Orwellian shit. And no one's rioting. We're fucking idiots. We're setting ourselves up for this.
But I remember we discussed it last time. I'm like, okay, there's like that, the 23rd day. Like I remember reading stuff on that. And then like the complete control, which was like, okay, well, what was the end goal of that complete control? But then at the same
time, it's just control. That's the end goal.
But then at the same time, it's like, what would be like the, let's say they're not, they're trying to help. Like, what would be like the end goal if they were like the flip side? Like, what do they think they're trying to do to help? Like, maybe if they make the smart cities, would all those homeless people have their own cubicle?
Okay. Oh my God. No. These people are gonna die. What they do is this: like, these kind of areas are gonna be uninhabitable by normal people. It's just gonna be crackheads roaming. And you're gonna have your smart cities where you don't have to go out unless you have papers because we have everything in these smart cities.
And then these guys have to stay out.
Of course they stay out. But and they're gonna tell you it's for your safety. You have a 15-minute city because they're wild. There's savages out there. They're destroying everything. So that basically, they're creating a problem so that they can come and offer you a solution.
Yeah, of course, like the normal. Yeah, there's like the.
But in order for you to accept that solution, you have to give up your freedom, your rights, your everything's monitored. Yeah. And a lot of idiots, just like we did during COVID, are gonna be like, "I'll give up my freedoms. I'll give up." The second you give up freedom for security.
Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, which is usually the case. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, unless if they were trying to help, like, what would I'm trying to see like both sides, and then hopefully there's like a gray area that we can see.
But the both sides is how dumb do you think human beings are? Because
that's pretty much
the
it.
Trying to help is pretty much. Their argument is we're smarter than you.
Yeah.
So we're going to create these fishbowl societies because we're better than you. So we're going to control you. We're trying to help you because you're too dumb to control yourself.
But obviously, we know the negative side. The negative side is like the complete control. But I'm like, I always want
the negative side is them thinking that. First of all, if me and you are having a conversation, and I'm like, Peter's too stupid, I'll do it for him.
Social credit score down.
Yeah. After a while, you have to accept as an adult. You're like, look, either I really am an idiot, and I need this guy to spoon feed me, or I'm an autonomous human being and I want to control my destiny.
Yeah, which I think it should be.
But like, well, most people don't. Most people are fucking idiots and they're falling for this shit.
Yeah.
And there's dude. People have seen their bank accounts drop.
Yeah.
People have seen their jobs disappear.
Yeah.
And they still are like, Trudeau's the man. He created so much. He's destroyed this country. Him and his cronies, they destroyed all these countries. And they still, bro, blindly vote based on emotion. They don't vote based on logic.
You think they would try to control like millionaires, billionaires, like entrepreneurs? Like, you think they would be like, okay,
They're already doing that. They're already controlling entrepreneurs.
Look at China.
They put so many. No, we're talking about here, dude. I don't think he wasn't listening to conversations.
He just jumped in.
Yeah,
he just
jumped. They're putting sticks in all our wheels.
Yeah.
They're doing everything possible. Look at this, dude. Look at what's happening in front of you.
Yeah, no, I see this, but I'm like, let's say like for all these millionaires, be like, okay, look, guys, don't worry about your company.
But it's not all these millionaires. It's not.
No. I'm saying like, would they be like, yo, follow our universal income thing. Like, you don't even worry about your businesses.
But again, what you're saying doesn't make... It's not follow. You don't have to tell people follow me. You just do it. Like, they're not telling people follow. They're doing it and you have no choice because no one's standing up.
Yeah.
So it's not follow our universal income. If they start giving universal income, they start giving you $2,000 to not work, most people will stop working.
Oh, 100%.
They don't have to tell you follow the free money trail. No, they just give... They test it out with COVID.
Yeah.
They're like, do you want to go out and be around human beings who are dangerous, or do you want me to give you money every month? People are like, I'll take the money.
Yeah, but like the 9-to-5ers, but the guys,
and they destroy the economy.
Yeah, like the 9-to-5ers, but like the guys that run the companies are like, well, we don't want that shit. What the fuck, we make more money in this. So like, how would they?
But even them, they made bank too, because what they did is they sold off a lot of them. their offices, their downtown offices that were crazy rent. Yeah. So only the big realtor companies lost money, the big office buildings.
Yeah.
Because, so let's say right now you have you have National Bank of Canada.
Yeah.
They had all these offices.
Yeah.
And they had, let's say, 500,000 employees. Yeah. These are just numbers. Let's say 30,000 employees. So what they did is they cut some employees off. So now they're at 20,000. So they're saving on that 10 Gs, on the 10 Gs of employees. Plus they're saving on the office space because they're like, just work from home.
Yeah.
So you'll so they reduced what they were paying in office rent, which made them more money. They had more. They reduced their workforce, which now there's less I'm spending. It's fucking easier. I don't need all these people. Yeah. Just data entry, and most of it is going to be AI soon anyway.
Yeah.
So they all made, it was very good for big companies. And small companies, some of them made money too. Restaurants with Uber Eats made a lot of money. Do you remember the pizza thing?
Yeah, they
were making, restaurants had less employees because they fired all their wait staff. They didn't need waiters because you weren't allowed in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have delivery drivers. Some of them were just using Uber Eats. Mm. And they were just, people were ordering food like fucking crazy. So they were making more money. A lot of companies made more money during the pandemic.
Yeah, but I'm trying to picture a world where, let's say, everyone gets like universal income. Like, how do these companies, like, now how would they like maneuver? It's like, shit, like, let's say if someone's like, okay, I'm going to just start a company, and the government's like, no, just chill, bro. Just chill. You don't worry. You got your universal income. Like, how would they survive in that type of,
well, it's,
in that world? Like, well, what would
you're
that
mixing
look like?
Two ideas at once because you're saying the company and the people. So let me throw out an example. There's universal income tomorrow. Everyone gets a base salary of $2,000. After a couple of months, everything's going to go up because that's how inflation happens, because you're giving away free money.
Yeah.
So let's say right now your rent is $500 a month.
Yeah.
After a little while, the second people start, I know that you start with 2,000. No matter what, you start with 2,000 a month.
So it's automatically rent that taking.
Everything's going to start going up because I know that you could afford it.
It becomes the new zero.
It becomes the new zero. So then you're going to still have to go to work.
Yeah.
But money's going to be almost meaningless. It's going to be, you're going to have so much money. It's going to become a wheelbarrow society because they're just printing money and giving it to everyone. It doesn't.
So you're saying like they're going to have universal income so they don't want to work, but at the same time, they're going to need to work.
No. Universal income is not because they don't want you to work. Universal income is so that they make you dependent. And if you're not a outgoing creative person, they keep you fed and in the basement and they don't have to worry about you. You're not going to speak out against the government because you just want to jerk off and play video games all day anyway. Yeah. So stay in your parents' basement. So you get rid of a huge segment of the population that could go against you, that could step up because you've already quieted them down.
Yeah.
Now you have to deal with entrepreneurs. You have to deal with people who want to build families. You have to deal with people who want to build businesses.
You think they just shut off their bank accounts? Like, oh, you're making too much
money. They've done that already. That's why this is like, very dangerous.
What's the website, bro, that you can make donations?
To the government?
GoFundMe.
Didn't GoFundMe block?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, block because the government told them to.
Bruv, like, it's an independent... Ah, bro, it's insane. Like,
it's completely insane. It's this shit should be unacceptable in a modern free society.
Yeah.
And the fact that we accepted it...
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, they didn't really accept it willingly, but...
No, people accept... People were a lot of people... Not everyone, there's a lot of people that were even against the truckers. The truckers are protesting, not for them. The truckers are protesting for us. They're protesting against mandating.
Yeah.
They weren't protesting against... So they were lying. They said they're Nazis that don't like to get vaccinated.
Those fucking...
But that's not what they were protesting. They were protesting mandates for the government forcing people to do so. That's all they were protesting.
Foreigner Nazis that they came
all these Sikhs, all these Indian Pakistani white supremacists, get the fuck out of here, bro.
It's gonna be a weird it'll be a weird world if we accept everything. It'll be weird in a bit. I think my social credit,
credit, they're pushing that here too, so they can start doing that.
Yeah,
that's insane too. So all the stuff we're talking about now would put our credit down to zero because we're 100% talking shit about the government. It's insane.
Oh, that's okay.
The new Bill C-11, they want to attack us now on podcasts. Is it a non-Canadian? Is it anti-Canadian? If you're talking, get the fuck out of here. I can say whatever I want.
I heard something on Rogan where you're saying, like, I guess if you pass a certain threshold, they want to see who's listening to you. Who's fucking?
They want to see who's listening to you and what. They want to have a list of all your listeners.
To do what? Like, this is
just to know who's listening to that. That's what I'm saying. Lists are insane.
That's what I'm saying. What
it's going to get to the point, bro. I'm going to have to be like, look, Rogan.
Peppers, please.
You got to take me to Texas. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Shit. Yeah, that's a spot. That's all a right. spot.
Anyway. Listen, Peter. This has been a fun episode.
It's been random.
And then cool. It's been random as fuck. Yeah. And then
our social credits is at zero.
We were very happy in the beginning talking about wrestling. And then it turned into the dark world. But people got to know the truth. We got to, you know, we got to say what's really happening.
All I know is Poseidon mentioned China and randomness in the middle. So his social credit's like above.
Super high.
Like super fucking
he's
high.
A, he's going to be like, this guy's awesome. This guy believes in the party. Party first. So Peter Bowen, your links are in the description. You're performing the stand-ups. You're making the videos online. Yeah. Follow Peter. Peter's a good dude. Peter thank Bowen, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Obrigado.
We've built this prison cell, 'cause we can't trust ourselves.